May the meditation of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you. Amen. Israel saw the great power that the Lord had used against the Egyptians, and so the people feared the Lord, and they believed the Lord and his servant Moses. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, have you ever been or heard the old expression, between a rock and a hard place? I do not mean that literally, that there's a rock and there's a hard place and you can't get out, but I mean it figuratively. You know, an example would be, say that you had this job and it was getting kind of boring and had no upside to it, and you had a choice. You can quit that job and try to get this other job that has much more potential and something you'd like better. Should I quit? Should I not? Another example might be, if you had a car and it needs some repairs, you know, should I pay this money for the repair or should I just buy a new car? Again, a decision that's kind of a rock and a hard place. But there are even more harder ones. Perhaps you're faced with a dilemma. Should I put this relative in assisted living or should I care for them at home? All these are decisions that we have to make daily. And we do make daily. And we are never completely confident, are we, or made the right decision, anyhow. Now, in our lesson today, we're given examples of being between a rock and a hard place and the solution and the way to help. And you can see how that way comes true. In our Exodus reading, we find the Israelites who have just gotten out of bondage in Egypt through the works of God and Moses and the 10 plagues he put upon them, the Egyptians, and they turned them loose. And now they are headed for the promised land, the land promised to Abraham, and now the land promised to them. But the Egyptians had a change of heart. They didn't want to lose their slaves. So here they come after them. Huge, massive army. And at that time, the Egyptians were probably the most formidable army in the world. And here, these little Israelites, who had really nothing to defend themselves with, and here in front of them was the Red Sea, and behind them was coming the army. Now that, to me, is a rock and a hard place. In that moment, when there was no place else to turn, the Israelites cried out in fear and doubt. Yet it was precisely at that moment, in their helplessness, that God grace was made most clear and revealed. He saved them. He saved them. And we all know the story. Bob just read it. Luther teaches us in his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But by the Holy Spirit, he has called me by the gospel. Just like the Israelites, it is not our own strength or reason or merits that we are delivered, but solely on God's mercy and promise. We too often find ourselves in situations that are beyond our control, unsure which path to take, or even if there is a path to take. In times like those, it's the grace of God through faith that he gives us to remind us to trust not in ourselves, don't trust in ourselves, but to trust in the sure promises of God, of Christ, that is revealed in Christ. Just as the Israelites were called to step out in faith and cross that sea, trusting in God's words and Moses' leadership, we are called to rely on Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and gives us his word of promise, that we are his, and he will lead us in the right way. Faith clings to this promise, even when our reason falters and our vision is clouded by it. Now here at Concordia, we confess that it is Christ alone who leads us out of bondage, be it sin, doubt, or despair, into the freedom of love and salvation. When we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, these moments are deeply, deeply unsettling. The weight of uncertainty might press on us, even making every opinion seem risky or at least incomplete. What is important to remember is that such circumstances are not unique to us. They are part of the human experience. They share across all the generations and cultures. Decisions about careers, family health, or finances often bring us to the edge of our own Red Seas, facing obstacles that seem insurmountable. The biblical account of the Israelites at the Red Sea vividly illustrates how God's deliverance often comes when there appears no way forward. In their fear, the Israelites questioned Moses and even wished to return to their former life of slavery just to escape the immediate danger. But God, in his faithfulness, intervened in an unexpected way, parting the seas. And that act was not just a physical rescue, but a powerful sign of God's commitment to his promise to his people. He was going to get them to their promised land. Similarly, in our own lives, God's grace meets us right at the heart of our dilemmas and difficulties. Now, he doesn't always provide a way around or to remove the difficulties, but he does always provide a way through them. Often ways we cannot predict or fully understand at that time, but they're there. Learn to trust. Have faith, even when you cannot see the outcome, or remember that your deliverance does not depend on your abilities, but on God's abilities and his steadfast love and faithfulness. Luther again reminds us that this faith itself is a gift, and he writes, "Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man would stake his life on it 1,000 times. This confidence in God's grace and knowledge of it makes men glad and bold and happy in dealing with God and with all the creatures. And this is the work of the Holy Ghost in faith." So even when your circumstances waver and your hope seems dim, it's God who sustains you. Cling to the promise that Christ is in you in every trial, guiding you through every uncertainty and fear, and leading you to new life and new freedom. In every hardship and trial, we are reminded to flee not to ourselves, but to Christ crucified. He invites you to trust in his promises, to cling to Christ, and to walk forward in faith, knowing that he is always faithful to deliver his people. Remember, God does not always remove the obstacles from you, from your path, but he does give you the courage to move forward, knowing that God is always working for your good. When we place our confidence in Christ's promises, we discover a peace that transcends all our circumstances and a hope that endures for every storm. Let us remember that God's love never fails. His guidance is always present. Through every hardship or every moment of doubt, his grace is enough. So let your heart be not troubled, because Jesus is the way and shows you the way. And Jesus loves you. Amen.